three tips to smooth sales closing of a wholesale property. So let's dive into it. There's a question that came in that inspired this particular post. And hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of MyEmpirePro.com. On this episode, we're talking about three tips to smooth sales closing of a wholesale property. So let's dive into it. There's a question that came in that inspired this particular post. And question says, hey, I need some feedback. I have a deal that's been in probate for 4 months now. That's very, very possible. Probate can be a pain in the neck, especially if you're giving it too much attention. You have to let the title company, you have to do what they do. You have to submit the contract, submit the information to the title company, and do let the title agencies do their thing. Don't get too much engaged in that. But again, if you don't have a pipeline of leads coming in on a daily basis, I understand why you may be desperate to make this a deal by force, right? All right, so for 4 months, that's not unheard of. In fact, we just closed a deal not too long ago. It's a 13 package deal, 13 houses in one package. It took a while, you know. It took about 7 months or so, you know, before there was a lot of back and forth. I mean, I get emails, notifications, letting me know how things are going. Once in a while, if I don't hear from them, I send a quick email and say, any updates, you know. But basically, I was too busy building my pipeline, doing other deals, and I have very little time to worry about the deal over and over again. So again, it's all about the pipeline. I've had a buyer the whole period who put a $2,500 EMD. EMD stands for earnest money deposit. Put a $2,500 down, and the deal is about to close. All right, so just keep in mind, this question says the deal is about to close. They put a $2,500 down and the deal is about to close. The buyer ghosted me for the last 2 weeks, okay? Finally, I got in touch with him and he says he doesn't think it's going to go forward because of COVID-19, the pandemic. So should I return the EMD or not? All right, so it's a tricky question. It's a lot of holier than thou people that will probably say, yeah, you should return it. Reputations matter, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of people that will say that. But the truth is that it's not really a simple answer like that, okay? And this was the question that inspired the three tips, okay, that I'm giving you right now. First of all, like I said earlier, let the title company and the attorneys, the title agency, the closing agent, let them worry about the legalities of the deal, okay? After, your job is to get the contract signed, of course, you know. But once you have a contract and you submit it to them, as far as probate and all this kind of stuff, let them worry about title work and you should go back to your pipeline. But the second tip I want to share with you is funding. Let's talk about funding real quickly. If someone is using hard money lending, that some kind of financing to finance the deal, then you absolutely must request for a lot more than the proof of funds at some point in the transaction, okay? Yeah, to get them to see the property, they have to show you a proof of funds, some kind of pre-approval or something like that that shows that there's funds, right? But these are, for these real estate deals, you need at least $3,000 EMD, $3,000 and minimum $2,500 non-refundable deposit before you can even entertain locking the property under contract, okay? And if the money is not coming to your hands, it will be written to escrow account so you can use it together with the contract to open escrow. You need proof of funds to show the property. You need the actual earnest money deposit in check, a check that's cleared to lock the property under contract, okay? Now, with that being said, as the deal is going on, as the title work is being done, at least somewhere like around 5 days to a week before the deal closes, you want to make sure that you get some kind of commitment in writing from the financing company. So it could be a hard money lender or any kind of company that's financing. You need to have some kind of a commitment from them. that will give you a clear to close. That will say, okay, we're clear to close, we're ready, we're committed to giving this person this amount of money. However, if this person is using purely cash, then they have to, then the only choice you have is to use the EMD as good faith that they will close. Okay, now the EMD, keep in mind, the reason why you're going with just the EMD is because it's non-refundable. Okay, this is business. Your number one resource is time, and if somebody's going to waste your time and potentially pull out of a deal, then the only option you have is to hold on to their money if they default and breach the contract and can't close. Okay, if they can't close, that's the idea. That's why we call it non-refundable. They're not going to get their money back. Okay, now in some states they will require that, you know, they know that it's non-refundable in the first place, but if they're going to pull out of the deal, then they should know that they're probably not going to get that money back. And you may say, but it's pandemic and all the stuff that's going on, there's a bigger issue in the world. That's completely up to you. That's based on your personal moral compass. If you feel a lot more comfortable, if you feel like you're going to lose sleep by not giving that money back, then do what you have to do. For me personally, this is business, okay? And there are other ways that I compensate for this. There are other ways that I'm very, very nice, that I give back into the game. And one of them is not by having somebody waste my time when they've committed to doing a deal and they're about to pull out of it. So if they can't hold on to their own end of the bargain, why should I? Why should I help them? Or why should I lose money because of that? That's completely up to them. They know exactly what they signed up for in the past. In the past 14 days or so, they know exactly what kind of contract they signed up for. And if they're not saying, but it's not fair, you should give me that money back, it's pandemic, again, it's completely up to you. If you feel, I'll tell you what, there may be a situation where I say, you know what, it's not worth my time, it's not worth my energy, just give them the money back. I may have, for the most part, I'm probably going to do that, okay? But I'm just telling you right now, you're not obligated to do that. It's completely up to your own personal moral compass, okay? So the tip number two, that's how funding goes. You have to make sure that you're treating this like a business and not like some kind of charity. All right, and I already talked about the EMD. It's tip number three. It's non-refundable. Keep it that way and abide by that, okay? Now, if you choose to give the money back, know that you're not obligated to do that. That's just completely up to you, all right? So that's what I have right there. A lot of time in this game, you're just going to succumb back to, you know what? It's not worth my time. It's like somebody pulled out of a deal and you're trying to sue, right? Is it worth your time going to court back and forth and trying to litigations? Is it worth your time? It's not. You're in this game to close deals. And personally, I like focusing on closing deals. All right. That's what I have for you on this particular episode. If you haven't, make sure you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this book for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you my second book, Real Estate Money Secrets, in addition as a bonus as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. If you want the full-blown article on the three tips, there's a link in below that goes to the blog and you can go read it. You can download, you can print it out, you can keep it for your records. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.